And right now it is time for us to check sports, and the Masters kicks off. That's right, and Tiger Woods will be playing in it this year. We'll see if his reconstructed legs can stand the very hilly long walk that goes into playing in Augusta. Now, while Augusta is a very expensive sporting event to go to, if you're lucky enough to get tickets to attend, it's $4,000 on the resale market. Now, on top of that, for most people, you have the cost to get there, the cost to get, to get to where the Masters is, airline costs, travel costs, the cost to stay in motels and hotels, the cost of parking. And you would think that, well, okay, you're going to pay through the nose to get food. Well, it's exactly opposite. The food that they have is reasonably priced. It's pretty amazing. That's all I've got to say. Egg salad sandwich, $1.50. Barbecue burger, $3. Ham and cheese on rye, $3. They've got breakfast. There's nothing more expensive than $5 to $6 on the menu. So it may cost you a lot of money to go there. It may cost you a lot of money to park there. It may cost you a lot of money to find a hotel there. But it's not going to cost you a lot of money to eat there. And all in all, that's not bad. And this is one tournament going into that Tiger Woods is not going to be a favorite. I think most people will be happy if he can make the cut. Hasn't played since 2020 competitively. Had his leg reconstructed after that horrible, horrible car accident that he was in. So we'll see what happens. All right. Taking a look at some NFL news, Rob Gronkowski has said it's not a lock for him to play this season. He's not sure that he's going to come back and play. I think if Tom Brady talks to him, he'll play. All right. And something that's absolutely horrible, Georgia basketball players chased down and violently attacked a referee at a youth game. The unidentified referee reportedly needed 30 stitches to stop the bleeding. There is a video of this that you can see, and it's absolutely horrible. It was a youth basketball game in Georgia. It happened on Sunday. Five people confronted the official, who attempted to run away and defended himself, and he wasn't successful. It was amazing. And other refs did not help the ref that was assaulted. And as I said, there is a video of it. And it's just horrible. That's all that I can say. It's the worst thing about sports that you see. It's absolutely terrible. All right. In other sports news, let's go down the list here. The Buffalo Bills and Stephon Diggs reached agreement on a 4-year, $104 million contract. In other news, taking a look at baseball, the Yankees-Red Sox opening day game has been postponed due to rain. And who knows, because it's meant to rain for several days. So it looks like the team's first game of the season has been pushed to Friday at 1:05. It's not even a lock for that, because we're meant to have showers and rain go on for quite a bit. All right. The Detroit Tigers acquired Austin Meadows in a trade with the Tampa Bay Rays. And in basketball, the Knicks fell to the Nets. So I do believe you can basically say the Knicks are out this year. The Nets, though, they're in that eighth seed, so they're definitely in the playoffs. I don't think there's any more than eight games left in the season, so that's why the Knicks are out. In the National Hockey League yesterday, no local teams saw action. Coming up today, the Rangers take on the Penguins, the Devils take on the Canadiens. And coming up tomorrow, the Bruins take on the Lightnings. And once again, just checking the standings, the Bruins have moved up to third place in their division with 93 points behind the Maple Leafs and the Panthers. And in the Metropolitan Division, the Rangers are 2 points behind the Hurricanes. They're in second place. The Rangers have 96 points. The Hurricanes have 98 points. Where are the Islanders? Well, they're way back in the pack with only 73 points, and the Devils are in last place with 54 points. So that is a look at sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. And, of course, the big story, well, to me anyway, the big story is Tiger Woods coming back and playing at the Masters. Like I said, if he can make the cut, I'll be amazed. Never mind win it. He hasn't done professional competitive golf in almost 2 years. And it's a very, very, very hilly course and long course to walk. So if he can make the cut, I think it'll be a major victory for him. Who knows? All right, that is a check on sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio.